I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Despite the recent capture of a senior crime boss, Juarez, Mexico remains the world's second most dangerous city. Homicide rates have shot from 300 to 3,000. David Scheringa says Crossroad Bible Institute works with a seminary there.
Everyone in that seminary, students, staff, professors, knows someone who's been directly affected by this very dangerous situation.
In a revolutionary move, CBI is opening a satellite campus in Juarez. Seminary students are taking on the risk of ministering to inmates, which could be pivotal to the whole city's transformation. Pray for Christ to take over. Meanwhile, summer is in full swing in the former Soviet Union. For Russian ministries, that means summer camp has been ongoing all month. Sergei Rakuba says,
fun is important, but it's all done in the way of helping a child to understand a big concept of love of Christ and to learn more about Jesus.
Russian ministries teams are likely to reach out to 5,000 children this summer.
We ask for $50 to help us to rent a place to provide room and board for these children. And the rest is all done by volunteers, these young potential Christian leaders that represent local churches.
Check it out at our website. We've got the links. And World Hope International reports their Adelphi sponsorship program with women in Cambodia is seeing results. For just $32 a month, a Cambodian woman can be educated on good hygiene and vocational training while hearing the gospel. One woman told World Hope Adelphi's training saved her family from preventable disease and encouraged them. You can go to our website to learn more about this unique program and how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God during July. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link where you'll find a ton of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.